Sawabi means hills in Arabic, and the inspiration for the name is clear from this hilltop, some 10 kilometers northwest of Ramallah and 25 kilometers north of Jerusalem. Several thousand people are to move next year into the first 600 homes. Eventually, a city will rise with a population of 25,000. Rawabi will be the first modern planned Palestinian city, as seen in this promotional video, incorporating a grand vision for schools, sports and entertainment facilities, a business district, and shopping malls. All will be linked by fiber optic cable and other advanced technologies. It is the brainchild of Bashar Masri, born in the West Bank 52 years ago. He worked 25 years in America before returning home with a vision.
I wanted to do a large project that has a great economic impact on the Palestinian economy, create thousands of jobs instead of hundreds of jobs, and created by our own, by the Palestinian people.
His project employs some 10,000 construction workers and dozens of Palestinian contractors. When completed, Rawabi will generate several thousand permanent jobs. The project has attracted a doctor from Jerusalem, 38-year-old Hussam, and his wife Tanya. He does not want to use his last name.
When I look to the proposal, I like it so much, you know. It's something different from these things that are in the place here. Something different.
There are challenges. Although Rawabi lies in an area under Palestinian control, it is only accessible by a single road that is under Israeli control. Its water supply, also under Israeli control, is subject to cutoffs. The Palestinian Authority, which governs here, has not provided funds for the schools, clinics, or infrastructure. Nearby Israeli settlers oppose the project, but Masri refuses to back down, saying Rawabi is sending a message.
That yes, we can. We can build a nation. We could do more despite the occupation. If we could do this under occupation, try us without the occupation and see what we could do.
He says he wants Rawabi to show that the Palestinians can build a modern state and deserve one. Scott Bob, VOA News, Rawabi, West Bank.